In a drive to take control of areas held by insurgents in Iraq before January's elections, U.S. and Iraqi forces mounted an offensive against Samarra. This morning, Major General John Batiste, commander of the 1st Infantry Division, said that operation had been a success. NPR's Emily Harris was embedded with U.S. forces in Samarra. She joined us from Tikrit. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Sheila.
What can you tell us about conditions in Samarra following last week's attack in that city?
Well, the U.S. military officials at the 1st Infantry Division here in Tikrit, which is overseeing the operations in Samarra, say that they are quite happy with the way things are going. They say things are very calm on the ground. There hasn't been much, if any, shooting today in Samarra. That would match what I saw yesterday when I was down there. It was very calm both Friday night and Saturday. One U.S. military official described it to me as Samarra as being not yet what they call permissive, meaning troops can walk around the streets without being afraid of getting shot. They say it's very calm, and they're pleased with that. There are a number of reports of civilian casualties coming from hospitals in Samarra. The military acknowledges that that there were some civilian casualties, but aren't keeping track of numbers at this end.
And what are the critical challenges ahead?
Well, the big critical challenge is maintaining this calm that is in Samarra now, through the time that elections happen in January. That's the whole purpose of trying to retake this city. They're doing a number of things to try to do this. For example, bringing in concrete barricades to put around police stations to prevent them from being damaged in attacks. They are also planning to leave about 300 or 400 U.S. troops in the city of Samarra and a number of other troops on the outside at bases near Samarra to be ready to go back in if they need to. They haven't started pulling any troops out yet. But the military acknowledges that that is the biggest challenge. Now they feel like they've got control of the city and calm in the city, but keeping that situation going for 4 months, they know that's their biggest challenge.
Emily, who are the insurgents?
Well, going into this, according to U.S. military officials, it was who they think is doing things all around Iraq, a mix of former Ba'athists, people who were loyal to the Hussein government, along with a mix of people who are in contact with or supporters of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who is basically the most wanted person by the U.S. military here. They say that they've captured, in addition to killing about 125 people in Samarra, they say they've captured about 100. Of those 100, I'm told about 25 are falling in the category of quote-unquote foreign fighters, some from Sudan, some from Tunisia, Egypt.
And in just a few seconds we have left, what do we know about the military plans for attacking insurgents in Fallujah?
Yesterday, the Iraqi interior minister in Samarra said he would like to see some kind of operation like this in Fallujah, as he put it, today rather than tomorrow. So he's certainly pushing, he sounds like he's pushing for an early attack on Fallujah.
NPR's Emily Harris in Tikrit, Iraq. Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Sheila.